Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You'll understand this in a second here. This is what we do with our technology. We post stuff like this. What are you going to do with it? Post the Asian Guns N' Roses. Good morning. I hear it. There's a hook. That's from that concert I was at yesterday.
No, that's joke. What we do with our technology.
Craig, does that comment? You don't watch commercials. I don't know why I bring you on these. You know the common commercial where he's on stage. What are you going to do with it?
It's a Microsoft AI commercial.
Yeah, right, yeah, kind of.
Drives me freaking crazy.
He's reciting.
What are you going to do with it? We're going to post stuff like that up there.
About the future of technology.
The Asian GNR. Nick Allen will be here a little later on. Petey Mac, Craig Evans in the house. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Now, Nick will be here on a Tuesday because our buddy Mark Lundholm will be here Wednesday and Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah, Nick knew there was no reason to come up and just sit here while Mark talked for an hour and a half.
That's right. Yeah. And Mark's brutal with other comedians, even people he knows.
He is.
He's brutal, man.
Oh, man. Watching him and Gannant go back and forth is some of the most entertaining stuff I've ever seen.
Gannant gets him back.
But Gannant's one of the few guys that I've
seen. To get him back, right.
That can get him back.
He can.
Because he knows him. At first, Mark could come off a little intimidating.
To other people, yeah. Yes. But to not when you're right, because Gannant can actually handle him.
Yeah, but, you know, Lundholm has a pretty strong personality, so I can see if you ever worked with the guy before, he may be a little intimidating.
I've seen him call people pricks from the stage. I mean, unfunny from the stage. It's brutal, actually. So you say you're good today, Craig?
Great.
All right.
But it is another day.
Yes, it is. But it is. Like, it can only get bad when you wake up.
No. It's another day. It's another chance to rejoice.
You sound like a common commercial there.
No.
What are you going to do with it, Craig?
He sounded like a preacher.
What are you going to do? Yeah, it is. What are you going to do with today, Craig?
Rejoice.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it? How are you going to seize the day? Seize that frickin'
apparently,
day.
He's told you several times, by rejoicing.
Right.
Apparently, right.
Well, then the question. It begs the question.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Why are we rejoicing?
What are you rejoicing about?
Oh, just life.
All right. There you go, life.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, just life.
Another day another day above the ground, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I rejoice.
Every day.
Yeah, that's it. We are celebrating today.
Why are we celebrating?
We're not just rejoicing. We are also celebrating Ken Doll Day.
Old smoothie.
Smoothie.
Ken Doll smoothie.
I guess it's just Ken Day.
Why is it Ken? Oh, not Ken Doll?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
But it's about the Ken Doll. Ken Carson is his name.
You know what?
Didn't know that.
I've never known that.
Understood, too, that Barbie.
I know he was G.I. Joe's bitch most of the time in my house.
Barbie had a last name, too, right? Or does have a last name.
Well, it wasn't Carson.
I believe
they weren't married, man.
I'm just not familiar with what it was.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, they were engaged in a lot of premarital sex.
Yeah. Well, in my house they were.
Yeah, if I had anything to say about it.
And we did.
Roberts.
Barbie's last
name is Roberts.
Roberts.
Man, we should know that.
Should we?
No.
No.
I think I would have heard it, though. We have a lot of useless knowledge in our freaking brain, and that seems like
that's
true. That'd be there somewhere. Sometimes things slip.
But it never seemed to come up on a regular basis.
No, it never did. Not even the commercials, nothing. Yeah. I didn't know it was Ken. Was it Ken what?
Carson.
Carson, okay.
Ken Carson. The NCAA tournament starts tonight.
Oh, the play-in games.
No, it doesn't. It starts on Thursday.
Yeah, it starts Thursday.
Yeah.
Although Arizona State, is that tonight?
No, it's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, okay.
Let's see. Tonight is LIU, Brooklyn, and Radford.
Nope.
Followed by UCLA and St. Bonaventure.
Nope.
Boy, the Pac-12 sucks this year. I think they got three teams in, and two of them are in play-in games.
Yeah.
The once mighty basketball conference.
But the other one shelled out $100,000, and they might be in the Final Four.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And those guys.
Exactly.
I actually put them in the Final Four in my bracket.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. They're good.
Because they look good.
Yeah. They
you pay for the good players.
They tell us they're good. So,
why the hell is that guy still coaching?
Oh, they loved him when he came back, too.
Well, and why is that kid still playing? If you know,
if they have it on tape, If they have it on tape, they have it on tape. Now, I'm not saying it doesn't happen everywhere, because it does. Somebody's getting $40, $1,000, $30. Excuse me, I don't care about $30. A bunch of money, $25,000, $50,000. Somebody's getting that.
Well, whatever it is, they weren't supposed to get it.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, they actually snagged these guys. And I saw the announcers dancing around when the very first, well, they'll work this out. And they all, what are you working out? If they have a tape, they have a tape. Are lawyers fighting it like most things? Because you can just do stuff. Even though you are guilty, you can just fight it.
Who knows? Right. Maybe the tape doesn't tell the whole story.
What are you going to do with it?
I think they're going to prosecute.
Yeah.
Yeah, to snag people cheating at basketball. But what are you going to do with it?
What are you going to do?
Well, they're pissed in Wichita at a University of Missouri player. I assume that they're playing in Wichita. Because the kid at a press conference says, I was praying to God we didn't end up in Wichita. There's nothing in Wichita.
This guy lives in Columbia, Missouri.
Yeah, I don't know where. I don't know where he's from.
Well, he lives in Columbia, Missouri.
Yeah, he wants to go somewhere.
Yeah. Well, he just hating Wichita. He just hating Kansas in general because he's a Missouri kid anyway.
He doesn't want to go next door.
Right.
Yeah, he was hoping for a good long road trip.
Oh, okay.
But by the way, praying doesn't work, so that's why he's in Wichita.
That's what he wanted.
If he prayed to get out of Wichita, he's not in Wichita. He's still in Wichita. Okay. He said that?
Yeah.
All right. What a dumbass.
Apparently he doesn't know about the Cotillion.
No, not at all, man.
And other such places. And what the hell kind of entertainment do you really need?
You're not partying.
Right, it's a business trip.
If you're there to play basketball.
And the Intrust is a great arena. We've been there. It's a beautiful arena. And, yeah, it's a fine facility, and they'll have a great time.
Good place
time.
To watch a hockey fight.
You're right. You're going to be in a hotel. Yeah. You're going to be in a hotel, and you're going to be going and practicing basketball, basically.
And there's a decent bar right
next
to
the we saw Motley Crue there, too. We saw a bunch of concerts.
The Intrust Bank Arena. Yeah.
And, you know, the Intrust is great if you're really, really high, too, man. That concert was excellent.
Shinedown's coming up.
We were stoned, and it was rocking.
Stoned and drunk.
Drunk in the morning.
That's what you can do in Wichita.
Get stoned and drunk.
Is eat a brownie.
That's right. I do that after the game.
Right.
I think we'd have missed a lot of shots.
Way too many doses of weed in
I think our rebounding would go down if we were that high in a game. Just tell that dude what he could do in Wichita. Party.
Right. If he can't find anything to do in Wichita, that's on him. That's on him.
Yeah. Somebody's saying the same thing about Omaha. You know they are. In 2 weeks.
Oh, and in the comments section.
And any of the mid-sized cities, people say that they've never been to mid-sized cities and realize, hey, there's stuff here, you know?
Right. You shouldn't be throwing stones, by the way, in the comments section. Oh, he must be confusing Wichita with Lincoln.
Well, there's nothing to do here, but why is Wichita hammering Lincoln then?
I don't know.
God, these people, shut up. You can be bored anywhere, except maybe New York City and L.A., but you can be bored anyway.
No,
well, you can in your own mind. You can, but I'm not going to compare us to those two cities. I just pick two wild cities there. But why don't everybody hammers everybody that lives in you? You know what you could be? You could be in the middle of freaking nowhere. Go to Dodge City. If they had a big arena there, then you'd be bored. Go to Hastings. Sorry, just trying to pick out smaller towns. Is that what the comment section is?
You could do a lot worse.
Right.
It's probably a fairly good-sized city. If it's hosting an NCAA tournament.
Yes, it is, and they got a quality arena.
Right.
That's a good point. If they're hosting one, it's a good-sized city.
Right, and it means
we like Wichita.
A nice facility, and you're right. The interest is great.
And we're on the link. He's hammered everywhere we're on the air. The guy's ripping.
Except for Omaha.
Mm-hmm. That's coming in 2 weeks.
That's right. Third and fourth round.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the other three cities that are that weekend are Boston, L.A., and Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Speaks well for this city.
Yeah.
Oh, there's still somebody going to bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Could have gone to Boston, L.A., Atlanta.
That's right. The guys from Duke of Carolina have a good city. Duke's quite
good. Kansas. Michigan State.
Oh, Kansas is going to say that, but they're in Lawrence. Good chance Kansas is going to be here.
Sure.
Then we'll be booing them.
Well, they actually want to be here.
They don't want to be here, though.
They could attract more fans that way.
Right. Yeah, it's almost a home game for Kansas.
Yeah.
There is that. Dennis Rodman on probation.
Rodman.
He was given 3 years of probation under a plea deal worked out with prosecutors. He reportedly had a blood alcohol level 3 times the legal limit when he was stopped by police a couple of years ago.
Shouldn't be driving.
He's now 56.
Oh. Shouldn't be driving.
No. Uber. He still live in Southern California?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Oh, that's what makes Southern California safe from a...
yeah, that's what Bill Maher does,
right,
yeah.
North Korean nuclear missile.
Yeah, they circled Dennis Rodman's house. And
Dennis Rodman lives right here in Newport Beach.
And he said he circled it and said Kim Jong. It's a while back. He did that last year.
Yeah, I've been... Huntington Beach is just up the road, and they have Uber there.
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah. So somebody should tell Rodman.
Todd, have you recovered yet from your sleep deprivation?
I'm not sure.
And the changing of the time?
I'm not sure.
This morning hit me pretty hard. I fell asleep pretty good last night.
I was up later.
I woke up and went, whoa.
Up later than usual last night. So I attributed that to...
What are you going
to
do with it? All that time.
Yeah, what'd you do with it?
What'd you do with that time?
The extra time.
On your phone.
I watched TV.
Technology. Oh, see, that's... We could watch that before the Common commercial.
I watched the season finale of Divorce.
What TV are you going to watch?
Very impressed with my stepson, by the way.
It's great show.
They always end out with some cool music.
Oh, yeah. But that's really... What are they doing that one? I forget. I saw that.
It was Shyamalan. Shyamalan.
Oh, I love you.
My stepson walks by the TV. He's 22. Yeah. He goes, Three Dog Night.
Rock and roll.
I said, wow.
No, he didn't.
Yes. I said, how'd you know that?
Rock band.
I might have been.
I've noticed if you don't try to force stuff on kids, they understand. They listen. My kids have been in the car when it's my radio, and a song come on, and I'll hear them starting to sing a little bit of it, and it's a classic song. I'm thinking, if I don't tell them this is cool, they'll like it. But if I tell them it's cool, they hate it.
You think it's cool.
I've learned just to be quiet. Because they'll hear songs that are really, really good classic rock songs, and like Shyamalan and stuff like that, and they'll start to sing it. And I go, okay, they think that's cool. I better be quiet, because if I sing it, hey, good song, then they'll say change it, and I'll have to listen to our buddy.
Just like when Puss and I...
playing 14-year-old girl music.
Recommend a song to you, and you ignore it, and then when Florentine says it's
cool... Well, he's
cooler
to you guys.
That's when you check it out.
Let's play Who's Cooler with That, Florentine or Puss.
See, but that's...
Are you referring to him, that guy?
Yeah.
I never claimed I was.
No,
I'm just saying that I know when I hear a good song.
Yeah, I know you do. I'm just joking. We definitely get the... Can we play Who's Cooler today? Is that going to happen?
Oh, I don't know.
All right.
Oh, boy. Ooh, that could be a tough one.
When the show...
Don't ask him
to
plan that far ahead.
That could be a tough one.
Okay. Well, they're going to be tough, but I have to pick one, and I'll write it down.
See, when your kids are playing that game, it's Who's Cooler, Dad, or one of their friends.
Anybody but me.
Anybody but Dad.
Oh, it's anybody but Dad.
Right.
But they'll get past that. And pretty soon they'll realize.
I think my son started to think I'm cool.
Yeah, pretty cool dad.
What I actually am.
New survey shows that sleep deprivation is a problem all year long.
Yeah, you know what?
We're all tired.
Yeah, this. I don't feel sorry for anybody because of what we do for a living. Does it nap or not, I don't care. We don't get enough sleep because of this job. It's what we chose to do and what we will do the rest of our frickin' lives. But the fact is, I don't care about these stories anymore. I mean, I'm glad you do them.
Oh, yeah.
But I have no sympathy for anybody because nobody beats us.
Oh, you got to get up at 6:30? Oh, that's
right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I read all these
and I don't
want
to hear you even nap. I don't care because you're not doing this from bang.
Different. It's different.
It's totally different.
All these tips that, you know, they're all the same about how to get better sleep. Don't watch TV.
Shut up.
What? What am I supposed to do to kill the last half hour before I go to sleep?
Yeah.
Read a book.
I got a screen right there.
Yes, you do.
Too tired to freaking read. So you sit there and watch TV and fall asleep.
Page through the classics, Todd. Grab Moby Dick.
Oh, yeah. You can grab Moby Dick's always a good answer.
Last night.
I think that only takes about 4 minutes, though, when he grabs Moby Dick. Moby is kind of.
Call it Ishmael.
Don't have any alcohol.
Shut up. It's not even No, how about don't have your alarm go off in the middle of the freaking night, okay? That's what happens with us.
That's why you're not getting enough sleep.
Yeah, our alarms go off in the middle of the freaking night.
Goes off at 4 a.m. That would be my, if I was writing a dissertation about, what should I do to get more sleep? Well, set my alarm a little later.
Right.
Sleep till 7.
That'd be it. Be a normal person.
Problem solved.
Right. You know, on days we have off, and I'm like, I get up still pretty early. Say a weekday that we're off, a vacation or something like that. I happen to be at the house. I'll make some coffee, look out. There's a road behind my house a little bit. And I see cars going down there around, 8, and it's packed.
Yes.
7:38. Like, what are you guys doing? I go, what are you doing? Where are you going? It's 7:38 in the morning. It's a weird phenomenon with me. It's like, what are you doing? And then if you're on the you're on the road that time in the morning during a weekday, it's like, what? What are you doing out here? And then I realize, they're listening to us.
That's life.
That's what real people do. That's what the real people do.
That's why people hate each other.
All right, what else are we supposed to do? Oh, we're all sleep deprived.
Yeah, we're all sleep deprived. A Harris poll found that 61% of adults worldwide have some kind of medical issue that affects their sleep. 58% said worrying had kept them awake. A quarter admitted to being distracted by technology.
What are you going to do about it?
I'm not turning the TV off.
Yeah.
Because something's got to drown out the voices in my head.
Right.
Yeah. That's another thing is learning to turn your brain off.
We all got lives.
Yeah.
Been busy.
I'm sorry, but the TV's got to drown it out.
Right, yes.
Oh, see, I can't have that. My wife used to like to fall asleep with the TV on.
Oh, I can't. Yeah.
But you put your foot down?
Well, it took a while. Well, she was the one like TV on and always like a fan year-round.
Oh, man, I can't do
it. I'm like, how about we turn off the lights and make the room quiet?
Yeah.
And then we'll just sleep.
Right. I need complete darkness, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't make the room quiet. Yeah. Turning everything off doesn't make the room quiet for me.
Because of that stuff and the speakers in your head?
Yes.
Yeah. What are you going to do with it, Craig?
Yeah, to turn something on? Try and drown it out?
With this technology, what are you going to do?
I run my fan year-round.
Yeah.
I'm aware of a few people that do that.
Yeah.
No, I got one of these little white noise makers. They don't seem to help either.
Yeah.
Don't they?
Nah.
About 40% of respondents said that they feel irritable or have trouble concentrating during the day thanks to their sleepless night.
Well, that's just all, this is all not work then.
I mean, they've done so much study on this stuff, and they've all come to the same conclusions.
And what is it? We get up too early. Everybody.
Yeah.
Let's just not get up so damn early. Everybody. Everybody else go to work at 10. That way we get up at 8 and we can do the morning show for you guys driving to work at 10.
Go to bed at the same time.
Let's do that, right, man.
And wake up at the same time. No, I don't want to do that on the weekend.
Nobody. That's stupid.
I don't want to do that on vacation.
That's stupid.
I want to stay up a little later. I want to sleep in a little later.
Yeah.
I'm not going to follow your consistent sleep.
And people that write the articles aren't doing it either.
Of course not.
They're humans.
I ought to wake up and
Sleep when you're dead. Bon Jovi said it best.
Send out a big tweet storm. Turn on my Fox and Friends.
No, that's somebody else.
Give my security briefing.
You see,
from proves, Fox and Friends.
That proves you go. Yeah, from Fox and Friends. That proves you go nuts.
And then
you'll
just
get sleep.
Piss off the rest of the day. That's what I want to do.
Right.
Maybe
now, executive
golf.
Time. Executive time.
Executive time. Maybe
spend,
a little...
spend $100 million on golf of these.
Maybe a
taxpayer
little golf.
Money. Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
And for the rest of us who are struggling with sleep and whatnot, and
get over it.
Maybe there's a few that are traveling, try not to travel out east.
Well, I saw the Northwest.
Another storm.
It's getting killed again, yeah.
Yes, another one. The third major winter storm to hit the area in just 10 days.
They got to be hating that.
New York, Philadelphia can get a few inches of snow.
Dr. Mean has got to be a little alley. You know,
you would imagine so.
Sure, she'll probably call this week.
Oh, yeah.
The bitch of us.
She's generally a little owly.
Anyway.
We got a text from her this weekend calling us.
I know.
Sons of bitches.
Well, because
again.
People started tweeting out the Yale game as Arizona State.
Oh.
That was it. I couldn't really. I was somewhere when I saw the text. I'm thinking, and that's right. Yale's on this afternoon playing Penn. They lost and said Arizona State's getting beat. And they were all hashtagging. They were actually, including her in their tweets. So that's why we all got yelled at. What are we, the stupid son of a bitch group, which she calls us? What does she call us, anyway? What is that group she calls us?
Yeah, it's
the SSOBs.
Something to do with stupid sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Because apparently she thinks we led the charge.
There it is. That's what it says.
Yeah.
My Twitter feed erupts, I just have two thoughts. You're all sons of bitches. ASU must be so confused right now because everybody's saying ASU is getting beat, and it was Yale.
That's funny.
That is funny.
Yeah, that's how you get at those Yaleys. Yeah. That's how you irritate those Yaleys, is tell them their school.
Tell a Yaley that doesn't know the show that that they're the Arizona State of the Ivy League. Just see. They might slap you with their book bag.
Yeah,
because they're not going to be
way too much school pride going on in that Ivy League.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking? It's funny. I was watching an old episode of The Office, and Andy went to Cornell in that, and Dwight Schrute shows up one morning all in Cornell gear, and it's an Ivy League thing. Apparently, you can't wear the gear unless you went to school there. And that whole episode, I kept thinking of Dr. Mean, and she brought us Yale shirts.
Oh,
and you know we wear Yale, so we wear those T-shirts out.
Yes,
now I haven't run into a Yaley yet. At least not one's walked up to me yet. But they could probably figure out I didn't go to Yale by the looking at me. but still, we're gonna get that call. Hey, well, what class are you? No, I like the Yale shirt.
I mean, but look at this room.
I like locks.
Right, there's really no. College pride in this room about where you got your education.
No.
But there is if you went to the Ivy League.
Yes, exactly. So that episode was about Andy pissed off with Dwight wearing Cornell gear all morning.
People insult Yale and other Ivy League schools just because they know how you're going to react.
Right.
You're going to get pissed. You're going
to
get
especially pissed. Especially
if you went to Yale.
If went to Harvard, I wouldn't give you a fun. I wouldn't yell at you.
No, I would respect
that's
you.
That's a tough school, man.
Yeah. If you went to Harvard,
that's tough.
I'd have a lot more respect.
Well, the funny thing is, Penn beat Yale, and she works at Penn, and she went to theirs. So she was probably frustrated that day. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So either way, she's a winner.
Yeah, either way.
She probably had to hear it all day. No, but she's more invested in Yale.
And she probably got Penn guys walking around giving her crap because they beat her in basketball.
Penn just gave her a job.
Right.
Yale gave her the tools for a life. Gave her an education.
In exchange for $400,000.
What are you going to do with it?
Or something like that.
What are you going to do with it?
Vermont woman in trouble with the law over accusations that she smashed up a man's truck with a baseball bat.
Man. Oh, before he cheats.
Police say they responded to a vandalism call, found a truck that had been very badly damaged, windows smashed, as were the headlights, taillights, side mirror, and radio somehow. Investigators followed the clues to Chelsea Smith and took her into custody.
Well,
the exact motive is not clear.
Most of the time, the guy knows why his car got smashed.
She is charged with
unlawful
mischief.
Check with this crazy bitch, you know?
In connection with the damage.
Right. Who did you recently screw over female-wise? Or male-wise, but this is before he cheats, right? Or he did cheat, you know?
We don't know.
Yeah.
Could have been her sister.
Right.
Did she carve her name into his leather seats?
No word on that.
A big rock laid on my windshield years ago in the 80s, and I knew exactly who did it. because she had just confronted me in the bar and slapped me in the face. So I stayed at the bar for a few more drinks. I walked out. I'm thinking, oh, she did that.
What happened? Oh, that's right.
Took a Louisville Slugger to both headlights?
No, a rock right to the windshield.
Did he do that?
I told that story years ago. Oh, this one, yeah. What did this guy do?
No word on what this guy did.
Yeah. Well, he cheated on his woman.
Not necessarily.
That's what you do.
Yeah. Maybe he just turned her down and said, no, thank you. Yeah. Don't want none of that.
Good chance he cheated on her.
And the way to...
Too bad you didn't want none.
Follow up to that is follow the lyrics of a Carrie Underwood song.
Before he cheats, right?
That's it.
I hate that song. I don't know that song, but I hate the lyric, actually. Wow.
She's a psycho.
I know.
And she's encouraging property damage.
Right.
And it's just sending a bad, bad message. What are you going to do with it?
She's so freaking hot, though. All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.